Join me on May 13th to the 21st on our Paraguay Investors Tour. Earlier this year, I unveiled an exciting real estate project in Paraguay that sold out in one day. Now, you can come down to Paraguay side by side with me to learn about what everyone was so excited about and even see new exciting projects you can participate in. We will also examine residency, banking, safety, and many other important aspects of a proper Plan B. Join us for this luxury tour to Paraguay on May 13th to the 21st, and tickets include all food, alcohol, transport, activities, hotel stay, and domestic flights. For more information, please email Susan James from my team at trips@expatmoney.com or visit our tours page at expatmoney.com. Email trips@expatmoney.com for more information. All Expat Money subscribers are welcome to join me for this trip. Seats are filling up fast. Email trips@expatmoney.com.
We all dream of seeing the world, but the realities of living somewhere outside your place of birth can be daunting, to say the least. Welcome to the Expat Money Show, helping you make the most out of your overseas career through conversations with successful expats on investing, entrepreneurship, self-improvement, and continual education, all while sharpening your financial acumen. Now please welcome your host, with over 20 years of overseas experience, Mikkel Thorup.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. My name is Mikkel Thorup, and this is the Expat Money Show. Today, what I want to do is tell you guys a little bit about the event we just had in Uruguay. It was so much fun. Just straight off the bat, it was just amazing. I was just so excited about it. I want to get into some of the details about Uruguay itself, but I also want in this episode to really just share with you guys what we do on these special tours, how they work, what the format is, and who knows, maybe you might be able to join us on a future trip. I think that'd be a lot of fun. Now, my life has been super busy over the last, I would say, 6 months or so, with about 9 million different projects. You can see that I'm a bit of a hyper guy and I love to work. We've been traveling like crazy. We already did a bunch of episodes this year on some of the places that we visited. I think I visited 8 brand new countries for me this year. And next week, we'll also be talking about the Paraguay trip I just did. But we have had so many different projects on the go. And at this point, I am just trying to wrap up a bunch of projects and clear my plate going into 2024 so we can kind of start the year fresh. We had a big year in 2023. There's been so much going on here. Our business has grown by leaps and bounds. We've taken on tons of new private clients. So I want to give you guys a bit of a trip outline on what we did in Uruguay, but I also think that it's important you understand that this outline is really how we do all of our trips, including the ones in Panama and some of the other countries. We'll actually get to some of the other countries that we want to do later on in the episode. But I guess some highlights first about Uruguay. So Uruguay is really a safe and stable country, and it has a pro-business right-wing government, which, if you guys know Latin America, is not to be taken for granted by any stretch of the imagination. Now, there's no vaccine mandates to enter the country, thank goodness, and privacy and the rule of law are respected. They got favorable tax laws, including a 10-year tax holiday for foreigners, and they are a food and water independent nation. They actually produce food for over 40 million people. Now, when the population is only 3.5 million people, that is quite incredible. I think it actually does something to the mentality of the people. When you know that your small, small country can feed over 10 times the population on its own, that really does something to you. It really gives you a feeling of resilience. Now, Uruguay is the wealthiest country in South America by GDP per capita, and the opportunities in the agriculture sector, including cattle, row crops, and timber plantations that are used for pulp and paper, are immense. Now, a lot of the culture and the population does come from European roots. Lots of Italians, obviously Spaniards, and tons of Germans as well. Now, most Uruguayan citizens have dual nationality with one of these countries. Spanish is the official language, but actually English is widely spoken as well. So what we did on this trip was we had everybody come to Panama City first because it is a nice halfway point. Most of the clients were coming from Canada or from the United States. We had one from Germany. We were supposed to have someone from Japan and another one from Ireland, but they had to cancel last minute for personal reasons. So the majority of the people really were from North America. So anyways, we started in Panama City. We actually ran a small mini Panama tour for a couple of the clients who asked for it. But what we did was when we got everybody into Panama, we met up for dinner. We did a quick orientation. And then the next morning, I had a bus that took us all to Tucumán Airport in Panama. Now, after we got our tickets, went through immigration together and cleared security, we went up to the business class lounge and hung out for a couple of hours before the flight. Panama Tucumán Airport has a brand new terminal and it is just gorgeous, and the business class lounge is really, really nice. Now, the trip down to Uruguay is about seven and a half hours, but I was in business class and had a flat bed, so I slept the majority of the way, actually. Going through immigration in Uruguay is super, super easy, and the staff is actually pretty polite there. They actually have new machines there where our Canadian and American passports, and I think the German passports as well, were able to clear immigration by just using your passport inside of the machine. So super, super fast. By the time we got to the hotel, it was about dinner time, so we all met downstairs for dinner, had a really good steak, and then got some nice sleep. In the morning, we had a leisurely time by the pool, enjoyed a bit of the view on the lake, and then I had a private bus pick us up and take us out to Punta del Este, which is where the majority of the tour took place. That night, we did a full orientation with all of our partners in Uruguay, had a bunch of wine, and went out for a really spectacular dinner. The next morning, we started the conference material. We actually did 3 days of conference material, say 2 to 3 hours each morning, lots of Q&A, lots of really excellent presentations, and then we did field trips in the afternoon. One of the days we went and saw a real estate tour. Another day we went and saw farmland. And then after that, we did a field trip out to the museum. It is a massive sculpture park and it's just so stunning. I've been out there several times now and I love it. Actually, a quick side note about that. So it is actually a park and a museum done by Pablo Achuar. And you guys have probably heard me talk about him before. I absolutely love his sculptures. And I was talking to the women who worked at the museum about possibly purchasing one of his pieces of art. Now, these are very, very expensive, but I am quite certain that at one point these will go up in value considerably. So I'm actually considering buying one of these as an investment. I want to see what it is like to put a large, probably six-figure or low six-figure amount into a piece of art and then see how it holds its value over the next, say, 5, 10, 20 years, because they're not going to be making much more of this. Pablo Achuar is 69 years old and he seems to be in good health, thank goodness, and I hope he lives a very long and healthy life. But at some point, everybody must pass away, and I am sure his art will absolutely go to the moon. It is super, super unique. I absolutely love his pieces. I have multiple books about him. I've watched him work. I've met his wife and taken tours of the place. I have friends who have pieces, and they're all very happy with it. So I think it'll be a really interesting case study to invest in art as an investment and then see how it does over the years. Should be pretty interesting. Anyways, that's what we did for the first couple of days. Lots of field trips in the afternoons. We went out and saw some of the real estate, some condos, some houses, different places like that. Now, during this trip, we were eating amazing food. You know, this was not just some random buffet and everybody just slops stuff on. No, we were going out to the finest restaurants in the whole city, gorgeous desserts, amazing meats, fantastic wine, and just like stunning desserts. And there was so much gluten-free food there. I was so happy as well. They have the pão de queijo there, just like in Brazil. So I was super, super excited. On the last day of the trip, we actually went out to La Bodega Garzón, which is the winery out there. And I've been out there multiple times, and I just love it. We got to take a tour of the vineyard as well as a private tour of the winery itself. We had, I think, a 5-course or 6-course degustation menu with matching wines and sparkling wine and even a dessert wine at the end, which was really, really good. And it was so, so much fun. Now, this is a private tour. This was not open to the general public, and we'll kind of get into that in a bit. But it was a nice, small, intimate group. I think we had 26 people sign up, but as I mentioned before, a couple of people couldn't make it. But then we ended up getting one more last minute. So I think we had about 25 people on the trip, which is really the perfect size. I like to do the trips between 20 and 25 people. We did 8 days. I think next year we might extend it to 9 days and add in an extra day of shopping and maybe something in Montevideo. We'll have to see how that goes. The barbecue was really good. We did live music. We actually had tango dancers come in. They were national champions of Uruguay as tango dancers. They've been dancing as a couple for ages. I've seen her dance before. It was the first time I watched him dance, but I've seen her dance before, and they're both just unbelievable. And they gave little lessons to a lot of the attendees. And it was just awesome to watch everybody let their hair down and just have a bit of fun and learn some of the cultural things of Uruguay. Now, there is no question that this is a luxury tour. We had the best transport, the best food. We stayed in a stunning hotel. We had private group tours, field trips, everything like that. This is not a discount or a budget trip, but now the trip is only open to private clients and hub members. We're actually planning on reopening our hub membership early next year, 2024, because it is a closed-end membership. We launched it in 2023. It was open for a few weeks. We had several hundred people sign up. Now we put a ton of work into it. We've really figured things out. We're doing a lot of work on this hub membership, and I think I am about ready to open it up again, but I'll probably only open it up for maybe a week or 2 weeks or something like that. Everybody can join. We'll do the onboarding process for them, make sure everyone is settled in, and then we will close it down again for the outside public. Now, inside this membership site is really based on three things, okay? So number one is a ton of exclusive content, which is really only for hub members and private clients. So this is videos, workshops, masterminds, webinars, a ton of things like that. We're also doing monthly special reports or research reports. And then we have emergency bulletins. So when something crosses my desk about the immigration world or the offshore world, I make sure that we put something together immediately and get it into your inbox. We've been sending these out. I think one of them we did at 1 o'clock in the morning or 2 o'clock in the morning. I made all of my staff stay up for half the night to make sure that this got done and sent out immediately to all of the members. So this was amazing. So that is the first part of the membership. The second part is a private social media or private forum that is only for private clients and hub members. This is not Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or anything like that. If you hear social media, don't think those types of things. Basically, it is a password-protected private site where people can network and get to know each other and share some of their experiences. Now, we're doing weekly happy hours where people are getting together and getting to know each other. We do matchups. We do a whole bunch of private webinars and Q&As. There's just so much going on in that one. And the third part of our hub membership is these trips, the ones that I am describing today. So I want to announce a couple of the trips that I have going in 2024. Now, come January, we're going to be doing a private tour in Panama with my friend Joshua Sheets and Gabriel Custodiat. That is going to be a ton of fun. That's coming late January. In March, we're doing the birthday bash, but leading up to the birthday bash, we're going to be doing another one of these expat exploration and investment tours. Then at the middle of the year, we're going to be doing Colombia. We're going to be going in July. The dates are already set for that. People are starting to sign up. That should be a lot of fun. And then we will probably do Uruguay again in November, but we don't have the dates set for that. Now, I would like to do a possible fourth destination. I guess that would be four trips we're already doing this year, but two are to Panama. Maybe we might be doing a fifth trip or a fourth destination. Possible destinations are Turkey, Brazil, Paraguay, maybe Argentina. We'll see how it goes. But once again, these trips are only available to private clients and hub members. So when you guys see the hub membership open up again, I really encourage you guys to take a look at that, see if it makes sense for you, and you might be able to join us on one of these tours. Now, if you want to learn more about these trips, you can go to expatmoney.com, and in the header menu, you'll see events. There's a drop down on there. You'll see all of the trips that are going on, all the official dates for those. Now, unfortunately, if you are not a private client or a hub member and you try to sign up, your money will not be accepted. So you have to be very careful about that. But if you are a client, then we are super, super happy to welcome you. Anyways, we just released a little mini documentary about Uruguay and about this event. So if you guys go to expatmoneyshow.com/YouTube, it will take you to our YouTube channel where you can subscribe and you should see the newest video on there, or one of the newest videos, is the Uruguay Expat Exploration and Investment Tours. It's about 20 minutes long. It turned out really, really awesome. We brought in a professional videographer and photographer. He's got the drone. You'll really get an excellent view of what Uruguay has to offer, a lot of the landscape and the food and a lot of the things that were covered at the event. So I was super happy with how that turned out. Well, that's it from my side. I will see you guys next Wednesday, 6 a.m. And without further ado, here are some of the stories from the attendees on our trip. Enjoy.
York, you've joined us on a Panama trip. Now you've come back, you've joined us on a Uruguay trip. How has the week been?
Amazing. It's just been great. I like Panama. I like Uruguay even more.
Wow. Explain to us, what was it about Uruguay? Like flesh that out for a bit. Why is Uruguay so awesome?
So what I like about Uruguay very much is that it's a bit European. And I can't really say why, but it feels European. It has more European vibe. It's middle class, you might call it boring. It's not. It's normal. It's just a normal country. And these days, normal means something positive.
Sure.
I like that very much. Uruguay obviously has seasons.
Yep.
That's what I did not like so much about Panama.
Me
it's
too.
It's just hot every time. And here, it feels like Europe. If you have any European clients, I think that's the place to be.
Amazing. Yeah, the infrastructure and the cleanliness and the order, things work in Uruguay, maybe in a way that some other places in Latin America, just they don't have it figured out yet. Uruguay has it figured out.
Exactly. And you know, just a small thing, the traffic, it's really, how to say, tranquil? They don't honk, they don't drive like crazy, whatever.
Every place has its strength, but Uruguay is definitely somewhere special.
Absolutely.
And it has a first world level, This is not a developing country type of thing.
Oh, so. No, I can 100% confirm this is not. I came here with a different mindset that this might be not third world, but maybe second world on the step to foot. This is definitely first world.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, fully developed.
If you're looking for a tranquil country that is first world, this is the place.
Amazing. So talk to me a bit about how has the food been this week, the meats, the dulce de leche, the desserts, the appetizers. Talk to me about the food. Was it good quality?
From the perspective of a vegetarian or from,
no. Since when are you a vegetarian?
No. If you're a vegetarian, stay out of Uruguay. If you are not, this is a great place to be. The food is really amazing. No, what can I say further about that? It was amazing. Every time we had dinner, lunch, whatever, nothing to complain about. Nothing
amazing.
At all.
So let's talk a little bit about the conference itself. We had presentations by the lawyers, by property brokers, by farmland experts. How was the presentations? How was the presenters?
They were great. They were professionals. They know what we want. They did not show us places that are, for instance, just cheap. So someone can jump on the bandwagon and say, hey, I'm here. I think they have targeted things pretty much very well. And I think everybody, it was diverse. Mm-hmm. So it was something for everybody in it. And the quality of what the expert was saying was, I think that you choose just those professionals that help the group or individuals of the group to move forward.
Amazing. And did you feel like you got your questions answered? Were they open and honest with you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's no question left. Not at all.
Amazing. Let's talk a little bit about the group. We had a quite large group this year down to Uruguay. Did you get along with the other people on the tour?
Absolutely. Versus Panama here were, I think, mostly couples. But still, I felt like being part of the group, and everybody was amazing. Everybody has his own history, his own story, his own reason to come to Uruguay. And that was super interesting. I got along with everybody super well. Could not be better.
I mean, you and I are friends and for a long time, but most of the people you've just met this week, but I mean, everybody
and
blended
like
in.
Friends.
Yeah.
And I will stay in touch with a couple of them, not all, but yeah. Well, that's how it goes. You don't get, I get along with everybody pretty well, but some are really...
Yeah,
become friends.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's also, you're European. I mean, you are European through and through and through.
We are a couple of Canadians, and this is a random German.
Yeah, and a random German with us. But did you ever feel out of place? No, did you ever felt left out? Or did you know, because we do have European clients. Yes, we have a lot of Americans. Yes, we have a lot of Canadians. But if you're a European and you're thinking about coming...
Not a single sect. No, I was always part of the group. No complaints about that at all.
Amazing. Now, this is a luxury tour. This was not a cheap trip to come on. Did you feel like it was good value for money? Do you feel like you really got what you paid?
Mikkel, 100%. I was already in Panama saying the same thing. I would not have come to Uruguay if I would not feel that it doesn't have the value that I've paid for. It 100%, it has more value than I paid for. Thank you for having me on the trip.
Amazing. So final words, if someone's thinking about joining us on one of the tours with Expat Money, what would you say to them?
For Uruguay in special or?
Just in general, if someone's thinking about coming on a tour with me.
Okay, for Uruguay especially, if you're a vegetarian, don't do that. That's my only complaint. In general, yeah, do it. It's my second tour this year, and I do this for a reason. It's amazing. Mikkel takes care for a lot of things, makes this a wonderful experience. Can't say more. One more thing, may I ask?
Sure.
I like the format of your tours a lot.
Okay.
Where we have the lectures in the morning.
Yeah, we do the conference in the morning and then field trips in the afternoon.
And then field trips in the afternoon. That feels really good. In the morning, you concentrate on what the specialists say. And in the afternoon, you can relax during those field trips. But still, you get new experience.
Sure.
That's a great format of your trips. I'll be on the next one, too.
Amazing. Jörg, thank you very much. I'm looking forward to seeing you on the next one.
Thank you very much.
So we are at Bodega Garzón in Uruguay. How has your week been?
This has been a packed out week of activities that have really been wonderful. We've had a great time. We've learned a lot. We've seen a lot. Can't wait to come back.
Amazing.
It's really been a good time, but most important, we're coming away with a lot of really useful information that is going to help us make good decisions down the road.
Absolutely. Made a lot of friends and a lot of contacts, important contacts, and learned a lot.
Amazing. And did you guys get along well with the other attendees? We had people from all over the world this week.
Yeah, we did. But the surprising thing to me was we were all roughly in the same age group. We had similar experiences, similar successes in our careers and business world. It was very surprising how much we had in common. And of course, a similar worldview on what was happening, what we were looking for, what our goals were. We're all on the same page. And we were able to help each other and share information, share stories, share tips.
That's good.
And a lot of good information came out of that.
Amazing. And we stayed at two different hotels. We were in Montevideo for one night. We've been in Punta del Este for the last week. How was the hotel, the facilities? Was the staff good? Was the rooms nice? How was the caliber?
It's very nice, top notch. Yes, everything was clean and we were well taken care of the whole time. It was very nice.
I'm happy to hear that.
I agree. We've been very comfortable. They've provided everything we've needed. Really didn't need to go out much, but we did. Good house, there's some fantastic dinners. Mm-hmm.
Well, on that note, how was the food this week? Did you guys have lots of food, lots of options? How was all of the food?
Yes, absolutely.
We've got a few extra pounds.
It's been delicious.
Amazing.
The choices were fantastic.
Wonderful.
You know, I didn't eat McDonald's once this entire week.
I'm glad to hear that, that's for sure. Now, you've met lawyers, real estate brokers, agronomists, people specializing in farmland, and so many different professionals this week. How has the caliber been of the presentations and of the people? Did you find them honest and ethical? Did you find them knowledgeable? Did they answer your questions? How was this?
You know, we've met the kind of people that we would want to work with, very similar to people we've met before in similar circumstances that proved to be very good at their trade, very knowledgeable of the individual, you know, their current market that we're in. We got good guidance. I felt like I really could trust these people, that they've been doing this a long time. They know what they're doing. And some of them will probably end up being friends.
Yeah.
Everyone that we've met through you, Mikhail, has just been top. Very professional, very knowledgeable, great contacts to have.
Amazing. Well, this is not a cheap trip. This is a luxury tour. Did you think it was good value for money? Whatever it was you spent, do you feel like you were well taken care of and it was...
Well, it's as good or better than any vacation we've ever taken. We would normally not treat ourselves this well. I mean, the restaurants we ate at every night were really amazing. But serious answer to your question, one thing we have learned from the work that we did before we met you and your company was that a single mistake can be very expensive.
Sure.
And we made a couple, none that we couldn't recover from, but enough to realize that we should not be doing this without professional help. From that standpoint, I haven't regretted a cent that we've spent on this trip or with working with you, because we have avoided some really large mistakes.
Sure.
This money well spent.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, you guys are long-term clients, and we know each other very well. We've been working together for a while and spent a lot of time together. I really care about both of you, and I'm so thrilled to have you here on the trip and join us for this. I hope the week has been valuable to you, and I hope that you guys have enjoyed yourselves and felt well taken care of.
Absolutely.
Really have.
Would love to go on another tour with you sometime.
Well, and on that note, if someone is thinking about joining me for a trip either to Uruguay or to another place, if they're thinking about coming on one of the expat exploration and investment tours with Expat Money, what would you say to them?
You know, if you're really serious about your search and, you know, you have a firm idea of what you want to do, this is the place to be. I don't know how we could have done this without Expat Money, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
We did try on our own, but the services that you've provided, the people you've introduced us to, places we've gone that we never would have thought about, we're coming away with a much more informed, I'd say more complete view of what our options are, what's out there in the world.
We have much more well-rounded portfolio to you. And that's what we needed. And I would recommend that to anyone, just to get your professional advice.
Amazing. Well, thank you very much. And I'm so thrilled to have you guys on the trip and just so happy to be able to spend more time with both of you.
Thanks. And
thank you.
It was a good week.
It's been a really good week.
Thanks. And I'm well.
Okay, guys, we are at the Maca Museum. How has this week been in Uruguay?
Well, I think one word for me kind of sums it up, and that's wow. Yeah. Wow. It's been really, really amazing from top to bottom. I mean, the Maca Museum is just kind of a little bit of a cherry on top, but the real estate we've seen has been spectacular. The contacts you've created and the relationships you've created, Mikhail, have been really, really top notch and friendly, fun, just beyond our expectations. Beyond our expectations, I have to say that completely.
Amazing.
Yeah, I would agree with Elaine. It's been just an amazing week. We were with a great group of people. We're from all over the world type thing. And we've just connected. It's very much like-minded friends. And we're just, you know, getting those contacts and stuff. The team that you've set up here in this country, from the lawyers to the real estate to the other connections, have been amazing.
Absolutely.
Very knowledgeable people, not only of their profession, but of the country and why it's a great place to come and visit.
And they're
fun. They're lots of fun. The weather has been spectacular. It's not too hot. It's the evenings drop down a little cool, but it's still comfortable. It's a destination. destination. I'm not telling anybody to come here because it's too good.
And we've done some field trips in the afternoon. What were your favorites? Which ones did you really like? Like, we've done a whole bunch of stuff this week. What do you think?
You know, each field trip had its own flavor, and I really didn't think I'd want to go and see farmland. I kind of said to Harry, maybe we won't go. And then we just thought we should go along and see. And it totally changed my mind. I came back feeling like there's some really wise, smart investments in forestry and farmland here. And I loved the properties we were shown. Spectacular again. But the investments are smart and simple and manageable. And you don't have to feel like you need an education in it or watch it every day, you know, like a stock market. So the investments made a lot of great sense in so many ways that I really didn't expect either. So that was another really great surprise.
I think the other one, like Elaine was saying, just going out to the farms, you actually meet the owners, and they were very helpful and explanatory of the properties, of the land, and, you know, what your returns could be. Super hospitable people, opened their homes, supplied.
Yes. Literally opened their homes.
Totally, with refreshments and stuff. Yeah. Just down to earth, I would say authentic people.
Yeah, true.
Very authentic people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And again, an incredible mix of people from all over the world and all different cultures. And yet they all seem to really blend and fit in. And that's another thing that surprised me about Uruguay was blend of cultures here is truly incredible. I think that's just been another eye-opener for me.
I think the other one, Michaela, is going out on these field trips. It gives you a really good view as far as seeing the growth and potential. When you see cranes in the skyline, you know that this country is growing and there is
100%
potential here.
On the note of culture, did you guys feel like you've got to know a unique culture? Is Uruguayan unique? Have you been exposed to different types of culture through the museums, through meeting the people, the dance, the music, the history? Have you felt like you start to understand a little bit better of Uruguay?
I would say yes. I mean, you meet the people, they're very passionate about their cuisine, about meat and beef, and their football. They love soccer. Yeah, and they're very open and transparent and honest. You know, they talk what's the pros of the country, and they'll tell you what they might feel as cons of the country. And it made so much sense.
Amazing.
I have to say, just the people that we've met, the professionals, the lawyers, very much world class and very knowledgeable about the world.
Absolutely.
And where the world is and where it's going. And that brings comfort. Right. Yeah. When you know you're in good hands of knowledgeable people,
thank you, Emma.
Brings comfort and reassurance that it's going to be okay, you know, in this challenging time that the world is going through.
We really felt, Mikel, like you have put on for us a tremendously high end, and I don't even know if I have the right words, but it's just been like the people have been fabulous. Your contacts have been amazing, and you've brought the world of Uruguay, which is not easy because it is a destination that's far away, but you brought this whole world to us in so many ways we wouldn't have experienced if we would have come here on our own. And everyone was really a superstar in their own right. So we really appreciate that from you and value that greatly.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Well, what we try to do is show a place from the investment side and if you were to live there and kind of combine the two. So it's not just tourism, you know, just go and look at this building and then move on. You know, we want you to understand that if you were to choose this country to live in, you know, what your life might be like. Who would you be associating with? Where would you go? Where would you live? Yeah. You know, that whole picture, you know, not just the postcard, but the, you know, the full package.
And you've shown us that because we've gone from, you know, beach properties, that type of lifestyle property, to like a farm lifestyle property, a business lifestyle property in that respect. And yet it was all still felt like it was attainable, doable, and all amazingly beautiful. Like just really spectacular.
I think what you know, from your end of what the Expat Money Group has set up is giving us a taste of an experience of the possibilities. Mm-hmm. And I know you'd love to spend 6 months with us here, but we all have other lives. But it gives us that, the opening of the door,
sure,
for us to, you know, make that decision. Is this a place for us? Do we want to come back and explore more on our own? And we have the contacts now to do that. And we thank you for that introduction to those contacts.
Very powerful.
This is so good and possible for anybody to do. Yeah.
Wonderful. So if someone is thinking about coming on a tour with me and coming to visit a country with the Expat Exploration and Investment Tours, what would you say to them?
Two words. Jump on.
Jump on. Yeah.
Jump on, yeah.
Go. Two words, wow, and then two words, jump on.
I definitely would highly recommend it. It's, you know, with your contacts, you know, in whatever country you're looking at, be it Panama, Uruguay, you know, Costa Rica, Nicaragua, it just opens that door for that chance for you as a personal to explore the rest on your own. But it's giving that introduction. It's like, I was going to say it's kind of like dating, but it's not. But it's kind of, you know, meeting the right people in that country, and the people that you bond with or connect with are professionals. They're
amazing.
They're not, you know, your fly-by-night outfits. Yeah.
Fantastic.
I recommend anybody to join.
You've made the steps very easy for us, Miguel. Yeah, we really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. I'm very happy to have you guys with us this week. Thank you so much.
We've been loving it.
So, guys, how has the week been here in Uruguay?
It's been absolutely fabulous. The people here are great. You just can't get any better weather than what they have here.
Ditto what he said.
How about the hotel? Did we choose a good hotel? Was it comfortable? Was it nice? What was the hotel like?
Well, the hotel is fantastic also. And the hotel staff has been fabulous. And it's just very beautiful, nice views. I don't think it could get any better than what's here.
Very clean. That staff is amazingly friendly, very comfortable.
How about the conference portion? You know, we've been doing conference material in the morning and then field trips. What about the presenters? Were they knowledgeable? Did they answer your questions? Were they professional? How were the presenters at the conference?
Yeah, they were very knowledgeable, very professional. I don't think you could get a better team together than what you put together here. It's just been fantastic. We've learned a lot from the conferences and the field trips.
Yeah, whenever I go somewhere, I always wonder if I'm being marketed to or
sold to.
And I didn't feel like that at all. I felt like they were legitimately answering the questions of all of the people there and what specifically trying to find out what you were interested in and not just selling you a desert to a desert. You know, it was really trying to accommodate what we all were looking for.
Without any pressure, too. It's just they give you very good information and let you decide what you want to do.
Mm-hmm. And do you guys feel like you have the support to make decisions and the right people in place if it's something that you want to move forwards with?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Yep.
Amazing. How about the dinners, the food, the meat, the desserts? How have the desserts been?
Oh, my gosh. Just like everything else, it's just top notch.
Yes. Good. Good meat. Midwest girl comparing meat, beef to beef. It is delicious, delicious food. Yes, all good, all good.
Amazing. So what would you say to someone who's thinking about coming on one of the Expat Exploration and Investment Tours, coming down with us to Uruguay or to another place? What would you say to them?
I'd say go ahead and do it. You'll learn a lot. It's a great experience.
Yeah, do it. Even if you don't know, you're just thinking about it. It's not like a tour where you just see all the very best of a country and you're just there for the souvenirs. This is really kind of getting to know the country. And if you're just even in the beginning stages of maybe wanting to find a new home or have an option, this is the way to do it.
Amazing. Ken and Kathy, thanks so much. I hope you guys enjoyed this week. I really appreciate you joining us. Thanks so much.
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
I think Miguel has done the hard work of filtering through those resources for us and put them to be very available to all of us during this time.
And it was actually nice that a lot of them were able to come to the social events too. So you still ask your your technical questions, but it was also just nice to, you know, feel like we're, you know, you're living here in Uruguay and you've got this network of people that you know.
Amazing.
So what would you say to anybody who's considering on coming a trip with me or doing one of the expat exploration and investment tours?
I think that especially for a place like Uruguay that people may not know that much about at all, that just having the knowledge, kind of the dry knowledge, can be challenging. I think in your expat summit, you've had some of the same people that we met with this week, but having the actual time to meet them in person, ask your personal questions, you know, talk to other families that are thinking about this, that's all that networking really helps in decision-making, to physically be here and be with the people that know that, yeah, it's not just on paper. This is a great place. It's a great place in person.
Yeah, it starts building those connections that you need if you're going to take that next step as either a snowbird or an expat. You got to start building those networks, and this has been a great opportunity for it.
Well, I think that you guys both made very important points, and you know, you can come to our summit at expatmoneysummit.com and you can watch some of the presentations that we do on an annual basis. But this is from morning to night, 12 hours, 14 hours a day. We bring in the locals. We interact with them on many different situations, visiting places, out for dinner, having a drink. So there's questions that come up naturally that might not immediately think that you need to ask, but actually when you have the time in a relaxed environment to go through everything, that they really become apparent. And I believe there's a lot of value in that.
Completely agree. Yeah, you have those extra opportunities, not just on a Zoom call or even in a formal setting, but you can ask those random questions that come to mind about quality of life or other things that are important that help you reach a decision point.
Amazing. Chris, Michelle, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And hopefully we'll see you guys down here in Uruguay.
It'll happen.
Amazing.
This episode may be over, but your journey to greatness continues by visiting our webpage and signing up for our newsletter. For convenient access to new episodes, show notes, and other crucial resources, visit expatmoneyshow.com. We look forward to you joining us on the next episode of the Expat Money Show. Safe travels.
Every month, we offer exciting new webinars for our community. Topics include how to use retirement accounts to buy real estate overseas, how to get a second passport in Latin America, why you should sell your stock portfolio and move your money offshore, how to buy beachfront rental properties in Brazil for less than $100,000, or apartments in Paraguay for less than $60,000. If you want to join us for free for these presentations with live Q&A, insider secrets, and exclusive opportunities with my professional network of experts, then go to expatmoney.com/webinars. That's expatmoney.com/webinars to register for free upcoming presentations. expatmoney.com/webinars.